in just a minute. Carl opens his off-Broadway one-man show, A Chorus Rhyme, in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call. The number, of course, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you. All again, on the theme this week, it's media. Mo, bad news for beloved American Idol and Britain's Got Talent judge Simon Cowell. He is being sued by a contestant who's making a startling claim that Mr. Cowell did what?
He's making a claim that Simon Cowell wasn't harsh enough, wasn't...
Quite the opposite.
It was too harsh.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
He's suing her because he insulted her singing.
She's suing him, right.
She's suing him, yes. Okay. For anyone that hasn't seen American Idol, this is like suing the Mets for losing. Last May...
Boy, once again, Peter, you can work a room.
Last May, Emma Chikai appeared on Britain's Got Talent, and Cowell told her she had a terrible voice, quote unquote. So she naturally sued him for $3.8 million. She accused him of, quote, exploitation, humiliation, degradation, and barbarism, which coincidentally are the names of Simon's children. She then sued the sun for rising in the east, the pope for being Catholic, and a bear for unsanitary practice in the forest. Paolo, one of the world's great media moguls, is now Prime Minister of Italy. That's Silvio Berlusconi. He owns television stations, newspapers, publishing houses, film companies.
Yeah.
What set him on his path to fortune and power?
Oh.
What was his first job?
Well... I happen to not know this. What was his first job? Well, I'm just going to reach back into my own life, assuming that we're very similar. Feeding neighbors pets.
No.
I was so close, though. Is that correct?
No. I'll give you a hint, though.
Hostess at the IHOP. Is that?
It is international.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that is international. That's a pancake.
Bicycle messenger. So far, I am at the exact
same as this
guy.
You know what you sound like? You sound like my high school guidance counselor. That's the last time I had this conversation. It's like, ladies and gents, the plutocrat will be singing down in the Lido deck.
He was on a cruise ship?
He was.
He worked on a cruise ship?
He did. He sang on a cruise ship.
Whoa.
This is true. As a young man in the 1960s, Silvio Berlusconi spent his summers doing a lounge act on Italian ships cruising around the Mediterranean.
The Amor Boat.
Yeah. He was, it's true. He was reportedly partial to Sinatra, the classic Italian balladeers of the era, and sexually harassing female passengers. Turns out he's not the only world leader to get a start on a cruise ship. Vladimir Putin worked on a Russian icebreaker tied to the prow so he could smash the ice with his fists. Britain's Tony Blair was a steersman on a ship, but he was fired when he just fined a big American ship and follow it around. And Nicolas Sarkozy's first job, sitting on a pirate's shoulder.
Boy,
they're French.
This is a whole room full of Sarkozy supporters. Not to be toyed with. Either that or parrot fans.
Mo, there are magazines for every interest. Runner's World for runners, 17 for girls who can't wait to grow up, Maxim for guys who are too scared to talk to actual women. Well, now, there's a new publication specifically for whom?
Future world leaders working on cruise ships. I don't. Can you get?
I give you a hand. Instead of looking down their noses at the rest of us, these people can now look down and read a magazine.
I'm thinking like the Windsors, like royal family. It could be looking down their noses. Oh, for elephants.
No.
Oh, that's a trunk. That's not a nose. No. It could be. It could be for.
Does anybody know?
Oh, no.
Is it for snobs?
No. It is for snobs.
Oh, wait a minute, but I said, I'd like to...
I say snob, I think the magazine.
We said elephants.
All right. She's looking down her nose at
apparently.
Me.
Apparently. No, the magazine is, in fact, called Snob. So the answer is snob. Concerned your copy of Town and Country of the New Yorker isn't giving a strong enough status signal to the other people on the subway? Then hold up a copy of Snob in front of your face. This is a Russian language publication. It debuted in New York in September of 2010 and is targeted at, they say, people who are snobs or people who hope to be snobs. That is, they hope the person they will be someday will have nothing to do with the person they are now.
I think even better than that would be a magazine called Snub, where you opened it up and it just turns around on you, just turns it back on you.
My daughter is 16, and she used to receive 17 magazine, and now she says you don't receive it when you're 16. She goes, it's for 12-year-olds. Mm. And I said, but it says 17 right on the cover. I said, and she said, no, but you do. I go, well, that's just plain weird. Like, I'm 50. I'm not going to. I would never buy 60 magazine.